A door may seem an odd tourist attraction, but it was on this church door at Wittenberg's castle in 1517 that Martin Luther nailed his 95 theses and launched the Reformation. Well, this was not the actual door.
The door that you see there is a memorial door from the 19th century. So you see, it's bronze. Even Luther would have a hard time nailing something onto that bronze door.
The old wooden one burned down in 1760. But no matter, Astrid Mühlmann and her colleagues in the German government are pinning their hopes of a tourism bonanza on this door.
We're expecting millions of people to come.
Millions? Really?
You really think that Martin Luther and his 95 theses will attract millions of visitors?
That's what we're working on.
In the run-up to the anniversary, the government is pouring $7 million a year into renovating the church and other Reformation-related sites. This isn't just about tourism. This is a chance for Germany to celebrate its past for a change, to mark the birth of Protestantism, which has left a powerful and positive legacy in the country today. Michael Wölgemuth, head of the Open Europe think tank in Berlin.
Parts of the very sound manufacturing and the Mittelstand and all that, I think, still has to do with some Protestant legacy in Germany. It's quite amazing, although the Protestant Church does really not have many strong believers and is not that strong in Germany. But the general mindset, I think, still has to do with Protestant ethics.
Protestantism lifted work from the lowly status of toil and drudgery to a religious duty. It gave birth, says economist Gustav Horn, to the world-famous Protestant work ethic.
Protestants perceive work as a kind of Berufung, as we say in Germany, which is a kind of devotion to please God.
A form of worship.
A form of worship, yes. This is certainly something that is deep within the German soul, the Protestant soul at least.
Protestantism, according to Harvard historian Niall Ferguson, was one of the reasons the West pulled ahead of the rest of the world, because it made a religion out of hard work and making money. And with its emphasis on scripture, it spread literacy. But Gustav Horn says Germany's Protestant faith may have also left the country with its deep aversion to debt, not always a good thing.
The German word for debt, Schuld, is also the same word as a moral failure. So the connotation is quite clear. If you have a high debt burden, you have morally failed.
Yes, it's our old friend Protestant guilt. It's a truism, but it certainly exists in Germany today, says Leslie Spiecher. An American teacher, she settled in Wittenberg 14 years ago and has found herself becoming ever more anxious, ever more German.
I take things more seriously. I plan.
You save.
I save, absolutely. I have insurance for everything from broken fingernails to broken glass.
There is one school of thought that says here lies a solution to the Eurozone crisis. This is that Germany needs another cultural shift, like a Reformation. To end the economic imbalances between itself and its southern neighbours, Germany should turn itself into more of a consumer society. It should import more goods and services. It should loosen up, stop saving, and spend.
Sounds good.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, sounds like fun.
But judging by Bettina Brett, a guide in the Luther Museum, it's not going to happen.
You have to pay for the fun. You know, I can say, well, I would like to have a little bit more fun. I would like to go on a very long vacation. If I find someone who pays for it, it's absolutely German. We are more careful.
And Christian Schmidt, an economist who belongs to the anti-Euro party, the Alternative for Germany, does not believe this national transformation is on the cards.
I personally doubt very much whether Germans are willing and able, more so able, to relax, sit back and enjoy life and increase the debt and never think, well, the day of reckoning will come one day.
In other words, he says a second Reformation doesn't seem to be on its way. Stephen Beard, Wittenberg, Germany.